Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Andrew Short.
What's up?
What it is?
It is.
All right. Andrew Short has the web series and the band, The Undone Sweaters, right? It's Weezer.
It is.
But good.
It's good Weezer.
Right.
And we've kind of evolved. We're playing a lot of dad rock songs now, too. So hop on board.
Your web series is very funny.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to see the band play live. Are they good?
We are, actually, I think.
Okay.
It'll surprise you.
You have a new bandmate.
We do.
Yeah, who's this?
Danny Timberelli.
Playing bass.
He plays bass.
Look at you. This guy was famous as a child actor, right?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was in The Mighty Ducks. I think he was in a lot of commercials, and he was in Pete and Pete, which is my favorite show growing up.
Look at you.
So it's crazy.
Do you get any kind of way about that?
When I first met him, it was really strange.
Like, what?
Like, I was really excited.
Did you show it, or are you good at hiding it?
I think I was just really quiet, so I probably didn't hide it very well, but at least I wasn't too weird. But
does he say hi and you go, you're hired?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. but yeah, he's been in, the first time we met him, he was shooting an episode with us, which will be coming out the first week of January. And we started playing music together, and then we did the episode, and then we toured together, and now we're old friends.
Now that you know him, are you bored?
No, not he's a super cool guy. Okay. He has this awesome band called Jounce that played earlier in the week at Market Lounge, maybe. But you should go check him out, Jounce.
What happens first? You guys decide, hey, who are we kidding? We need a bass player after all, or he's jamming with you and you go, man, this is working.
We needed a bass player and we didn't know any. And Jim had met Danny a few times. Jim's like the head guy. I shouldn't say main guy. It's me. it's not. But Jim knew him and we knew he was a musician, and we thought it'd be super cool if he was like in one episode, and then we just kept playing together and it worked out.
All right. More importantly than any of this, I like your t-shirt.
Oh, thank you.
You have a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt on.
I'm wearing it. Yeah.
What's this about?
I like the Steelers. I'm from Buffalo. We were saying before the show, and the Bills suck. So I kind of jumped ship. And
welcome.
My brother lives in Pittsburgh, and he doesn't like the Steelers, but I do. So he buys these like really shitty Yinzer shirts and sends them to me all the time. Go Steelers!
Somebody asked me just the other day, they said, do you think the Steelers will make the playoffs?
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, you have to make the playoffs to win the Super Bowl. I would say so.
How are they doing?
They're doing.
They don't have a quarterback.
We don't even need it.
How do they not have a quarterback?
I don't know what he means, actually.
Oh.
Roethlisberger got his bell rung pretty bad.
He's fine. He's always getting knocked over. He's Frankenstein.
He is.
Isn't Michael Vick in there now?
No, but they're both monsters. They're both
they play football.
Deplorable people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like in the Hall of Fame for awful people, both of them.
Yeah, that's how you know they might have a chance to win.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to go pro.
All the rapists and murderers.
Yeah. It's a fantastic organization.
Mm-hmm. It really is the dream team. I could see why people have fantasy leagues. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to see this new movie, Concussion?
Nah. Well, maybe.
Is that where they make football sad?
They tell you that the NFL knew that smacking your head into a freight train hurts the brain.
See, and the science isn't. It's like global warming. That isn't clear. It cannot be clear. I like air conditioning and I like football, and I do both full blast all the time.
America.
When you were here last, I'm looking at the show notes, and it says Andrew and his girlfriend are in love.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in love?
We are.
Okay. And have been dating for 4 years, so now we're looking at 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And at the time, you haven't had a panic attack in a few weeks. Have you been having panic attacks?
Mm-mm. Not in a long time.
Look at this.
I know.
Is it love?
No, it's
just say it's love.
It's definitely love, and love is a super real thing.
You found out.
Find it, children.
You were diagnosed being bipolar.
Yes.
Now this is good news, right? You finally know what's wrong with you. You're crazy.
That's it.
That's good.
Yeah, the doctor sat me down.
Did he deliver it like Keith did?
Yeah. He sat me down. I had to fill out paperwork. And he's like, oh, you're fucking bananas nuts.
Right.
And he's like, on the side, he's like, well, it's bipolar disorder. But you're super fucking crazy.
I got to say, when I heard this, I can't say I'm surprised. Because you seem always jovial, but the words out of your mouth are always death.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're always...
It's what makes you the funniest.
Thanks.
Your video,
that hasn't left me.
Your stand-up is fun. Your videos are fun. You're a happy guy. Meanwhile, it's also all doom and gloom. So I can't say I'm surprised with this two-faced verdict.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been a shock to anyone. But I mean, like being told that I had it and getting treated for it has been incredible and fun.
I was surprised because the way I see it, and this is probably just, you know, stereotyping or pigeonholing or whatever, manic depression, I've never seen you like manic or depressed, and not that I'm like hanging out with you all the time.
Yeah.
But it's probably a little bit easier to detect in somebody who talked to us like J-Fod, who really went manic where you have to call the cops on him, where you have to, okay, all right, we got to figure out what's up with you. You are just living a life where it's like, yeah, Andrew, life is stressful. You're going to have panic attacks. Can you calm down?
Just relax. Why are you so worried?
Yeah. I mean, when I say the word relax, don't you just want to calm down?
Just breathe.
Yeah.
I think.
Let me remind you, inhale, exhale, Andrew.
I think he and I might have two different kinds. He has type one, I would imagine.
He has the intense one.
He has the super intense one. Right. Mm-hmm. And I have type two, which is like way more depressive. And I get hypomanic, but don't go like all the way out usually.
What does that mean?
Hypomanic. Usually my like manic phases are contained to just fucking over everyone who's around me instead of like me flying off to Europe or something.
How does it fuck? You just kind of drop the ball or?
Yeah. And I have way too much energy. But like, I think a misconception with bipolar disorder, at least for me, we don't all hang out.
Right.
We don't have a book club. But for me, I would get like aggressively and energetically depressed.
So what does that mean?
So I would be depressed all the time and jovial, but I still get it sometimes. But like, it's like an excited, fun, like downward spiral.
He's jumping on the bed saying he can't get out of it.
Yeah. Like you like really get after being depressed. And
is it like how you see drunk people at the height of their drunkenness at night? Like maybe it's like 1 a.m, they're still high off that drug, like high off of being drunk, and they're like the fun guy. Oh, yeah. Look at you. You're awake. Yay, Andrew.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're saying dumb shit, but you're drunk. Yay, Andrew. And then like an hour later, stop trying to touch my boob, Andrew.
I don't think I ever touched boobs other than Danny's.
Twice.
Yeah, but we worked that out of court.
How does the doctor diagnose you? Do you take written tests?
Maybe this is a fun story. So I went to the doctor and I had tried to go on antidepressants before and they made me feel really, really weird.
What kind of weird?
Like losing touch on reality. Weird.
Did you see elves?
I did not see elves.
Okay.
I wish I had. But this last time I went on Prozac, this was probably in like April, I guess. I was on Prozac and I started to feel really good. And then a few days later, I was feeling really, really good. And then like by the end of the week, I was like feeling way, way, way too good and was super energetic and wasn't sleeping.
What's wrong with feeling too good?
The doctors are opposed to it.
When you're like grinding your teeth in your face, you can't feel your face.
Oh.
It's not good.
Okay. You're like on like a heightened Molly or something?
Yeah, kind of like a Molly acid kind of thing.
You're describing really nice things.
Oh man, it's really scary. It's like if you were given acid and didn't know you were given acid, and everyone was like, "No, you're not on any acid," and you're like, "Oh, cool, I'm just going bananas." And so I was out with my friends, and I was feeling really, really weird, and I started to kind of not tell what was real and what was fake. And I had the
what presence. Were you trying to decipher between what could be real and what could be fake?
I couldn't tell if what I was imagining. I can't remember what I was thinking, but I couldn't tell if what I was imagining was like real.
And like, if for example,
things had happened in my past or what people were saying to me was real. And I had the presence of mind to go home and my girlfriend was out of town and I just like locked myself in my bedroom and was like, wow, I've like finally lost all like grip on reality. I don't know what's real anymore. Right. And this is just going to be my life and someone's going to have to call my mom. And so I stopped taking Prozac and within a few days I started to feel better. So I called my doctor. And he was like,
why were you, and I'm sure a lot of people do this, I'm sure I would do it too, but why not go somewhere right away?
I think it was because that's how, well, I definitely thought of calling an ambulance, but I also didn't want to be institutionalized.
Mm.
Because when, like, saying it rationally, I mean, even the prospect of that rationally is pretty scary, but when you're in that state and you're like, wow, I could just like be thrown away forever and ever. It's not super attractive.
Are these really our friends?
Yeah. And so I went to the doctor.
That was really scary, Keith.
What's that?
I mean, anyway, no, go on with the story. Nothing happened.
Wait, you guys heard that?
I'm not talking about elves. Maybe I'm not bipolar. For a reason.
And then I went to the doctor. He's like, oh, yeah, taking antidepressants and getting a full-blown manic phase is definitely a sign of having bipolar disorder.
Oh. And
he, like, laughed it off. I was like, not funny.
Right.
Did he not know? He didn't know that you had never been diagnosed.
He did not know that, but he diagnosed it, like, then and there. He was like, oh, yeah, you definitely are bipolar. Well, that puts that to bed.
And what happens once you're diagnosed?
I had to go to a psychiatrist, and I'm on medicine now for it, which is good. And I have the type where I don't have to go on lithium, which is really cool. And there's this epilepsy medicine that works for it, but only treats the depression part of it. So I still get hypomanic, but I'm not like depressed as I'm manic. So I don't want to like burn everything to the ground. And some days for like 3 days straight, I can just wake up at 5 and write for like 5 hours or get a ton done.
And then when you read it back, is it all from Satan? Or?
It all makes sense.
What's the most?
Oh, he wakes up at 5 a.m. and then writes a book and then passes out for 2 days.
Yep.
What's the medicine you're on now?
Lamictal.
That's good, right?
It's the good shit.
Nice.
Yeah, dog. I can get you some.
Could you? Can you overdose and have fun?
I don't think so.
No.
I wish you could.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Not a fun one.
So when's the last time you had a panic attack or anything like this?
I don't even know.
Good for you.
Off the record, I still get the panic attack medicine. So every now and then I just take a chillax for a little while.
I take a little vacation.
Yeah.
A staycation.
I mean, I feel like if I've had it my whole life and had to deal with all this shit, if I have like a freezer bag full of that stuff,
they
I can
have
fun every now and again.
My brain owes me some fun time. I had to deal with this for too long.
Yeah.
Are you a happier person now?
I am. And that's been the worst part is...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how terrible is that?
It's actually it's when I was ill with it, like I didn't know I was sick, so things would happen. I'd be like, I guess that's just how life is. And I wouldn't try to rationalize it because I couldn't. But now that I'm like treated for it, I can see all the horrible things I've done in my life and be like, wow, if I had just talked to someone, a lot of this probably wouldn't have happened.
For example,
just like relationships that I like purposely destroyed, or people that I never spoke to again, or like blow ups that I've had, or just months and months of sleeping and not leaving my apartment.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I'm just tired all the time. Yeah.
So what, wow, now I'm thinking, like, who do I know that has manic depression, like, that's not diagnosed? You know, just now I went through my head, I'm like, Lauren sleeps a lot.
Does she go through, like, weeks where she spends $2,000 on stuff and disappears?
I'll kill him.
Yeah.
No, but he has recently disappeared as, like, a depression thing.
Oh, yeah?
Where, I went, it was a really bad situation, and I didn't know how bad it got, because that's what you do. You just sort of hide it. And I think, Keith, you got some of it, because we were trying to work on a video. You noticed he wasn't getting back to you.
Right.
And then that accumulated between all the people that you're not getting back to, because you start getting overwhelmed about the people that you're not getting back to, and it spiraled very bad, and now he's on meds.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
We're, like, crawling out of some hole that, like, you know, when your partner's feeling that way, you have to, like, kind of clean up with them. And so that's what we're doing now. But it's gotten a lot better. And
that's good.
I think the medicine is helping.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask him about this manic thing. What if he's feeling that without noticing, you know?
But you had some kind of attack, and so you went shopping?
Oh, no. I mean, you just think you're, like, Superman, so you can spend a shit ton of money and be like, oh, I'll work out.
Okay.
And that's why I think it's kind of a mixed blessing to have it, just because it makes you super productive.
It's the only time you did anything.
Yeah.
What did you buy this $2,000 spree?
Just Amazon. I'm sure we could go through my Amazon history and be like, wow, that's a lot of appliances.
What's the most fun thing that you never use ever, 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 obviously?
I use it all.
You do? Okay.
Usually. Yeah. It's just a ton of unnecessary shit.
So the manic thing gave you permission to get the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have?
This giant like tabletop coffee grinder that I really don't need.
But you use.
That I use. Yeah. Okay. And a ton of just like cleaning supplies and stuff for my apartment. Where I'll be like, oh yeah, we don't have that. And I'm not a clean person. And I'll be like, oh, our shower could definitely be cleaner. 18 gallons of that.
Did your girl ever say to you, hey, you need help? Did she push it?
Yeah.
This bitch.
But this is the funniest part of having it. When I tell people I have it, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm like, cool. And they're like, yeah, we'd all talk about it. And I'd be like...
We all knew.
You never called me.
And Andrew told me, he says, I found out I'm bipolar. And I went, yeah.
Yeah. The first yeah, I had a capital Y, and then just all lowercase, yeah.
Oh, I didn't say? Because I really feel like I would have told you, because I was telling everyone. I didn't tell you. All right.
Yeah.
Did it really feel like, for example, for a while, people were talking behind your back?
No, I never really got paranoid. Yeah. It gives you such an accelerated sense of confidence that you're like, everyone thinks I'm fucking awesome.
Mm. Right.
I'm number one.
That's what
but
we
then
should...
when you're super depressed, it's like, they probably hate me, so I'm just gonna not go out forever.
Do you have anywhere in between?
Yeah, kind of. I have days where it's like really boringly normal, but I'll wake up and like feel a buzz of being pretty hypomanic, and I'm like, let's do it. But now that I know it...
You can take advantage.
I can take advantage of it. It's like, well, don't like put your credit card away for a bit.
So I memorized it now.
Yeah. Don't call people all day.
See, here's the thing. I would be confused. I would never think that I had, you know, manic depression just because of these, the things that you're mentioning.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's normal, like, artist things, you know? Like, a lot of artists are like, yeah, I just woke up. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I'm having coffee for breakfast. At 6 p.m., I have my first meal. Like, that's normal. And it's also normal to feel like you're the super best because mm-hmm. you're on stage. Everyone's listening to you. They paid to come in. Like, you're on a microphone. You're louder than everybody. You're giant. Yeah. You're like... They're all here to see me. And then as soon as you walk away, you're like, did they come because they feel bad? Like, did I just push it and they know I needed one more person in the audience? Like, am I really that funny? Should I have said that? Oh, I said that thing. And then I like faded out because I didn't know what to do with it. So like, where is the middle ground for anybody?
Yeah. It's tough to say.
Yeah, how could you have
ever been there?
How could you have a middle ground if you're going to be on stage? Like, all right, you guys, you could be saying this too, but I'm going to be on stage for a while. This is probably you on your off time, but thanks for paying money.
But I'm extra right.
Right, right. Because I make it funny. And then you think, I know that too. And then we all walk away.
If you guys were as smart as me, you'd be this funny.
You have to pay for my thoughts. Can you call Visa and say, look, I'm manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bipolar. When I start spending, give me a call.
They'd be like, spend as much as you can.
Right. Go, yeah. You know what? We're going to upgrade you.
Yeah.
Does it get confusing now that Christmas is coming and you're supposed to spend a lot?
I just walk out.
Right. Are you thinking of starting a comedy and bipolar club?
God, no. The only thing I don't want, the only people I don't want to hang out with more than comedians is probably people with bipolar disorder.
But they're everywhere.
I know.
He's like, I also hate people under 5 feet. I hate.
Yep. Yeah. So it just really made me like kind of narrow in on things I hate about other people. So that's I never nice. Have to deal with my own problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, you get along with your family, which is the most bizarre thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you're so unusual.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. They're super fun.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They drink a lot.
Okay.
My dad's super low key. My mom's really negative. So,
so like, you can relate.
It's kind of normal. Yeah.
Can you still drink?
Yeah. I shouldn't drink a lot though, usually.
It depresses you?
Yeah, pretty aggressively.
All right. And does caffeine affect you, speaking of coffee?
Not really.
Only you know how it doesn't affect anybody.
Yeah. If I drink way too much, like, it'll freak me out. And I'll be like, okay. I don't know if it was too much coffee or if we're about to have a super fun week.
Do you ever, like, if the wife's gone for a week or so, mm-hmm. do you ever let yourself go to a crazy place just for fun?
Not really. I mean, I'll like smoke my weight and weed and watch TV until 4 a.m, but I'm I don't think that's
okay. Right.
That has anything to do with that.
You're not like skipping around the apartment because you're in some manic state that you deliberately put yourself in.
I was skipping around my apartment today in my underwear and she wasn't there. So maybe.
Maybe Keith is onto something.
Yeah.
It's not crazy. All in our underwear when our spouses leave. Hey, it's the first thing I do is sit with my belly out and I eat something really messy. Because who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, their meals were like, you know, you're wiping your mouth after every bite and you're just like, yes, I'm in mixed company. Like, we all are adults, right, everybody? And then when Lauren's not there, oh my God. I legitimately sit on the floor so that I can be at the coffee table right in front of the TV. I'm wearing either the most disgusting clothes or like half of my clothes are somewhere where I don't even bother finding them. I order the most messy, saucy thing in the world. And then I eat it and I could feel some of it on my cheek. Not inside, outside, because I'm splattering and splashing. I'm just like, I'm not wiping that until I'm done. I'm just not. No one's here.
Penda was eating a banana when nobody was looking and she just started pouring barbecue sauce over her head.
I'm like masturbating in my face with the banana. Look how funny this is to me.
I think that's just being American. I'm watching TV and eating till I puke.
I think that's what they mean by church, right? Yeah. Everyone's going to church on Sunday. Yeah. I know what you mean.
It is fun to eat with your hands. You make a little spoon, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you're one of the first settlers.
Yeah, you're just going old school. It's not gross at all.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of food, let me mention this. Our buddies at Sherry's Berries, Berries, BERRIES.com. They offer freshly dipped strawberries. Ready for this? Starting at $19.99.
We just got these and we had a couple people over and we're like, oh, we have these, you know, these berries. They're covered in chocolate, blah, blah, blah. And they look at it and they're like, oh, no, we can't take that. That's, I'm like, yeah, that's, they're berries. No, that's like really, you want to keep that for yourself. I'm like, I'm offering this to you. This is not gold, but maybe it is, you guys.
I like how there are still some foods that you can get that make you feel like a sultan.
Yeah.
When you have them.
Yeah.
You can just dangle it. And yeah. You're like, no, marvelous.
I have one hung, a strawberry hung on my ceiling like a mistletoe. Gourmet berries, fresh, juicy, dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness. Sprinkles, you know, chocolate chips, chopped nuts, they have it all. Double your berries. Listen to this.
Do it.
For just $10 more.
Ridiculous.
Go to berries.com. Use the special code at KATG. And it is special because that's how you get this offer. Berries starting, listen, $19.99, in case you thought I misspoke. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. You click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. You type in KATG, and that's it. Berries.com, the microphone, KTG. Order them today.
Now.
All right?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody loves them. And half the time, they don't even know if they should accept them. So you offered it, and then you get strawberries for yourself.
Right in your face.
It's a great deal.
It's disgusting. Disgustingly awesome.
Oh, you saved that one quick.
Thank you, guys.
It's vomitously good.
You're going to shit so hard.
Like in a good
That's
way.
How happy you'll be.
I read this story about a family. The parents had a son and a daughter. And it turned out that both the son and the daughter realized they were transgender.
Oh, so now they still have a son and a daughter. Everyone relax.
Right. They can switch clothes and toys and
You're
everything.
You're fine. And then, you know what? Make your neighbors feel like they're crazy. What are you talking about? This is my son. You remember I had a son and a daughter. And then everyone will think they're bipolar. It'll be fun.
When I told my mom that I didn't know how to bread chicken, she cried that she was a terrible parent. Picture you find out you were raising both your kids wrong. That's going to be tough. I'm transgender. Oh, my God. I have a lot to think about. And me too. Oh, come on!
How old were they?
They came out when they were 15.
Are they twins?
No, but they're close to the same age, a couple years apart.
Irish twins. Mm. You know what? We just read a story where so the parents found out, like the kid came out and said, I'm transgender. And the parents put out a thing revoking their initial announcement. They're like, hey, you know, 20 years ago or however long it was, I really honestly don't remember. 20 years ago, we announced that we had a birth of a girl. oops, we were wrong. We'd like to retract it. We'd like to now announce that the child is male and we're sorry for getting it wrong. And like, how nice is that? Yeah. That's a good way of saying like, hey, we were wrong. Let's move on.
They were 15 and 18 when they came out to the parents. Now they're 20 and 17.
What were those conversations like? They both found out. Because I remember finding out that my brother and I both fooled around with the next door neighbors. And I was like, oh, you two, the fuck out that whole time. Get the fuck out. Because I was sneaking around with the brother. And he was sneaking out with one of the daughters, literally next door. And we're both pretending to go over to the other person's house. So, I was going, hey, I want to go to, the girl's house next door. And he was like, yeah, I want to go to the guy's house next door. And then we, swapped rooms. And I was like, this whole time, we could have just played together. We could have, done the whole scheming thing together. But it worked out. Anyway, I imagine being transgender is just like that.
Yeah, you just swap around.
I could have borrowed your clothes more.
The transgender guy is about to remove his breasts. The woman already had facial surgery, which apparently is very, very painful.
Yeah.
All that surgery is very painful.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, when you go, why don't you transition? Imagine you have to go under the knife. You have to go through, not only do you have to pay for that because it's nobody's covering it, you have to heal from it so you're not going to work even after the surgery. And you have to go through whatever else that comes with, a new wardrobe or whatever.
What type of person would be like, then just transition, see ya? People say that all the time.
People ask
Lauren. I don't get why they don't transition.
Right.
People ask Lauren that all the time. And even trans people are like, well, you're not even trans because why wouldn't you transition? And he's like, were you trans before you transitioned? You still identified, right? As whatever gender.
Well, they had, their genitals are probably all mutilated, so they want you to join the party. It's like the people that got face work done and they look like, these ducks and cats. And then they're able to convince their friends by making them feel like losers to go to the same doctor. Mm.
And that whole statement is like the tagline of the city of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. It says that when you drive in.
Yeah, come on. You look like a freak. Yeah. But you should really join us.
Join us.
Yeah, you can't cry. Yeah. But don't you want to be one of us? Come to the party. We still have the best parties.
Why do you want to cry? Let's face it. Didn't you do enough crying? Isn't that why you came here, to stop crying?
You can't cry. And isn't that wonderful? I'm unable to cry. And smiling would be nice, but if I can't cry, it's a hit and miss, you know?
You know, I recently saw they showed how they change a penis into a vagina in a trans surgery. And it was with animation. So they did it very, biologically. Here's a penis. They show where they cut it, and it wasn't a real penis. So it's a little bit easier to watch.
They took a penis and they start chopping it up and things like that. And then they say, through the magic of television, and they open the oven and there's the vagina.
Right.
And it's like, well, I would have liked to see the actual process,
Well, watching that reminds me of people going, oh, why don't you just transition? I would love for everybody to watch a penis turning into a vagina, all the slits that are made, all the ways that they push the different skin into other places, and then ask a transgender person why they don't want to go under the knife.
It's like when you're in grade school and they'd make a hot dog and cut it apart and then it would look like an octopus.
Right.
Wait, what? You could do that?
Then you just detach it.
Oh, I could see it. Oh, that's fun.
It is fun. But imagine that's your dick.
Right.
And then telling someone to just do that.
Yes.
Who hadn't really thought about it.
Right. Because they never had hot dogs that often.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
They're about to go into the surgery and they're like, and here's your lunch.
Yes.
You know, No.
The guy in this story that, is a woman and is now dressing as a woman really went all out though. My goodness.
She's gorgeous. Whoa. Really went out all out what?
Is that gorgeous? Or is that, calm down a little bit?
Oh, well, how old is she, 20?
Yeah.
20-year-olds believe in makeup. You know what I mean? When you get 30, you're just maybe less eyeshadow. That's fine. She's a 20-year-old.
She might not age well.
Right.
With the lips.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, she injected her lips. Let me see. Yeah.
The lips are the size of a car.
Yeah.
Some of that is just the way she's doing her makeup. Some of that is the liner. Ladies, you know about this. The liner just a little outside.
Just to do the
little outside. Yeah, he's 20 years old. Give her a break.
I know that I was supposed to be born a woman and gorgeous. So I'm going to need no wrinkles on this new head of mine.
I identify as fabulous.
Right. You can cook an egg and easily scrape it off.
Oh my God. In high school, when I was 20, I was wearing brown lipstick. Hi, good morning. How are you? I was putting on makeup in the bathroom and then taking it right off before I left because I'm like, how is this an improvement? Why can't I get this right? My late nights, I'm like, okay, eyeliner, we're going to do it today. And I was like, no, I can't poke my eye. So I think she's doing all right.
This and the
she'll figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, he's cute.
And the guy, like a James Dean thing.
He's copying all the rest of the 16-year-olds with the douche face.
He's got a thick head of hair.
They do have.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this isn't Chaz Bono. This is,
no.
If I'm getting face done, yo, this is my new fucking face.
What's his name?
Johnny Cool.
Looks like it said Gavin.
Are these guys still considered millennials? Because that's their faces.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if you can get that facelift and then you're automatically a millennial, no matter how old.
Oh, Danny sent me the hot dog octopus.
Look closer.
Isn't that fun? That's fun.
Oh, that's cute. God, now I'm picturing a penis.
Yeah, imagine you have to pull back the skin to eat the top of it.
Oh, you know what, Trent? Come here. You guys are great. That's hard. Woo.
Yeah.
Although I want a hot dog right now, to be honest. Yeah, that looks delicious. All right, I'm over it. I'm back, guys. How are you? What happened while I was away?
Oh, Keith and I walked around the block.
Did you get some fresh air?
Yeah, it was really nice.
This global warming is beautiful, isn't it?
It's the best. Nothing bad will happen.
Remember when I said the only thing bad about New York is the weather? I don't know if I meant this.
Until we fall into the sea.
Yeah.
When both your kids come out saying they're transgender, you can't help but wonder if one's influencing the other, right?
No.
No?
That's what people want in their lives. That's a huge thing to just influence each other about.
When you're 15?
Yeah. The same age difference between me and my brother. I don't think I could have convinced him to wear that much makeup.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, this is the cool thing now. All right. I thought it was JNCO jeans. It's not.
How do you?
On this podcast, Pemda describes transgender people as wearing JNCOs.
Do you remember JNCOs? Does anyone remember JNCOs? Oh, man.
They're nasty.
They're the best. I wish they came back. Okay, you know the JNCO jeans?
She wore brown lipstick, for the record.
Right, so. Yes. And I went to raves. Okay, so JNCO jeans, literally you have... The jeans part on top is normal, like it fits your waist, if you want to call it your waist. Depending on where you decide your waist is, it could be like right on your crack, doesn't matter. Then the rest is just straight giant, you know?
All right.
Like huge giant.
Yeah, like just like practically a shirt on every thigh, you know?
Okay.
Then that turned into, and those were like $100, which was a lot at the time. Then
like parachute pants, but jeans.
Giant ones, but they don't close at the bottom.
Yeah.
They just get bigger. They cover your whole shoe.
Like bell bottoms.
Yeah, but they start at the top. Bell bottoms like started at your...
Like two times bigger.
Yeah.
And all the way up.
Yeah. So then that turned into like, okay, that's JNCOs, but if you went into like the hardcore, okay, we're really going with this fashion, you took your old blanket from when you were a kid, like strawberry shortcake, you're going to win highly, lots of points, strawberry shortcake, what were those, the characters that had like their antenna noses? Teletubbies. What?
Teletubbies?
No, but that would have been good. Teletubbies would have been good. Anyway, you take your old blanket.
I like their rules.
Yes.
That would have been good too.
That would have been good. You would have scored. You cut them up into triangular pieces and you add them to your jeans to make them even wider on the bottom. So you start with the blanket on your thigh and you grow it longer and you have jeans and blanket that you're wearing and you are the coolest motherfucker with the weirdest piercings Love it.
Man. Pre 9/11 America was a beautiful place.
Yeah.
People had nothing to worry about.
Nope. Brown lipstick.
Huge ass pants. America's number one.
My lipstick was literally called Blackberry by Revlon. Yes.
Now, why don't you wear this stuff if it's so great?
I think with even normal clothing, you get enough attention on the street. We're good.
All right.
I don't need people laughing at me more. I already, look at my sleeves. They're just like bell bottoms. We're good.
If you have these transgender kids, how do you explain to them, I support you being transgender. I really don't think you should have gotten those douche faces. How do you explain that?
I think you start by saying this has nothing to do with you being transgender.
I recognize
you're about to learn something important.
Yes, I recognize you as a woman and you as a man. You really picked out douche faces, and I don't think it's too late.
That's why I'm excited with how progressive America is becoming. We still have a lot of work to go, but I want to get to the point where we know that we can hate people for who they are. Right. And then kind of standardize stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
we're not there yet.
Like Caitlyn Jenner. It's not that I don't like her because she's transgender. Be transgender. I don't like her because she kills people with her car.
Yeah.
And then gets called Woman of the Year.
Yeah. And she.
That's, you know, just a little.
She's just from a family of sewer people.
Yeah. Just, we've been looking up to you people for long enough. I don't need this. And by you people, I mean Kardashians, not transgender.
No.
I still can't believe how Caitlyn got out of that murder. She went to court and they go, well, you ran over this, you hit into this lady and killed her. You hit into this other. And she goes, excuse me? Who did?
You prejudiced bitch.
Yeah, I don't see any Bruce here. Oh, excuse me, guys. Who sees a Bruce and not a Caitlyn?
Did she not transition before she killed someone?
Correct.
Oh, it was, shit. It's That's all not helpful.
Everybody correcting people about it's Caitlyn and not Bruce. You're going to be shocked when she goes back to Bruce.
What happens next?
Yeah, it was all a trick. Who am I? It's what Puff Daddy did to not get arrested.
Oh, that was very clever of Puff.
Yeah, I'm P. Diddy. I don't see any Puff Daddy here who shot up a nightclub. Talk to him. I'm a totally different guy.
Caitlyn Jenner is a monster. What? Monster person.
She also says things like that are anti-gay.
Yeah.
You've been living a gay lifestyle for years. You have been gay. Whether it's like because you decided that that's what a normal, you know, straight man is supposed to act like or not. My God, you are allowed to be this openly trans because of a lot of gay people who got killed. Pipe down.
Just giving my thoughts. I'm new to this.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. And then everyone runs away.
You're really brave. You know us women drivers. I probably shouldn't say that. I'm new to this.
Right.
I'm new.
It's the new Caitlyn Jenner doll. You pull a string. I'm new. Yeah. What did I say?
I'm going to be honest. The hardest part about being a woman is figuring out what to wear every day. I'm new at this. I'm new.
What's your favorite part? Killing people. Lipstick. Lipstick.
Blackberry by Revlon.
And Django's.
Django jeans. Django jeans, motherfucker.
I know. One thing I love about being a woman is being able to say the N-word. I know.
Oh, wow. Look how bravely she did that. So brave.
I don't know things. Let me tell you something. Andrew Short, his Twitter account is @_AndrewShort. Okay? And go on Google and look up The Undone Sweaters. Watch season one.
Yeah.
I watched them all in one day. What do you think of that?
I think you should have watched them again.
Okay. I have more days. So I don't mind. I'm not here to fight. Season two is going to be coming out, and these are very fun and funny.
I'm really excited. There's a Christmas episode out right now you guys should check out.
You guys, not only should you check it out, you should share it. Because if you like something, that's how to get other people to like it, and that's how more of that stuff is made. The more you tell people about the things that you like, the more their platform grows so that they can do more and more things. So that goes with this show, and it goes with The Undone Sweaters and Andrew Short as well.
There you have it. Andrew, I'm glad you figured out your bipolar. Cool. Like I mean, all what?
I couldn't be more excited about it.
Good for you.
What, or can you?
Well, I'd be institutionalized if I were any more excited about it.
Do you go to therapy still?
Yeah. And that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You hear that, kids?
Yeah. Helps for some people. Not if your brain is wired wrong.
Wait, so you go weekly?
No, just every few months when I need to.
No, just to re-up your dose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why it's bullshit. Okay.
Well, for me it is. They can't be like, well, just rewire your brain. That's $100.
Did they say, like, how are you? And you're like, I'm doing good. It's like, well, then you don't need drugs. And it's like, okay, I'm doing bad, but not too bad where we have to talk. Just bad, bad.
If you say something wrong at the psychiatrist's office, just like stand up, do three turns around and sit down. He'll ask you why you did that. And you go, you tell me. And then boom, meds.
Did what?
Right, there you go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. Just felt the right thing to do.
And good, my family will be alive.
I'm doing fine.
Do you have OCD like that or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's good. That'd be a real mess.
That'd be a bummer.
We couldn't even talk. All right, guys. Thank you.